Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, is the old adage, any win's a good win, fit last night?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Schulze. You know, you'd rather win than lose, and you got to win a lot of different ways.
As a coach of a couple of decades, do you find it's better for guys to learn in a win or learn in a loss?
Learn in a win. Absolutely. You know, because, again, you know, it's a, it's they're better, I told you so's.
Better to learn and feel good about it. I get
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
We focus so much in the sport of who scores goals, but I thought you guys had a couple of fabulous plays, passes, assists last night. We'll start with Eric Martin feeding Rosie up top. We've talked about his evolution of his game over the last, you know, 3 years that he's been here, but that's a great read, isn't it?
Absolutely. It was a strong play. Marty was in attack mode. He attacked his guy in the dot lane. He slid it to Rosie, who, you know, Rosie obviously found available ice, and then it was a heck of a shot by Rosie right there. But again, Marty made the play. Absolutely.
And I think it was Lindman's second goal. Great play by Yuri Vaisanen.
Yes, exactly. And that line had, oh boy, I don't, you know, from a possession standpoint, I mean, they were probably sitting at a good minute. You know, the St. Thomas players out there were fatigued. We had good puck recovery. We had good desperation, and good patience, and it paid off.
Yuri also was your best faceoff guy last night. 10 wins, just 3 losses. How has he grown since he first stepped on campus?
Well, again, like anything, I mean, I think everything with experience, and Yuri's played a lot, so I mean, it sure helps playing. The only way you get better, Schulze, is by playing. And Yuri's he's really, you know, he's eaten a lot of pretty quality minutes since he's been here. So, and he can really skate, and you know, he's a good player.
How does he and Lundman and Martin mesh so well?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, do they mesh well? Maybe. You know, there's times, there's a lot of things that go on, and it's a long season, and there's different games, and there's the way different teams play, and you know, it's not easy all the time. So I'm not going to sit there and say they do mesh. At times they do, and at times maybe they don't mesh as well. And that's with everybody. But at the end of the day, you're trying to put your line combination together in a manner what you feel is more advantageous for the team. And, you know, the bottom line is with that line, we think Yuri's the driver with his speed. And we also think Lundy, because he can shoot so well, and he can obviously find available ice. We just think with Lundy right there, he's going to get more good quality puck touches. And, you know, Martin's kind of a blend guy where we want him to be a little bit more, you know, we want him to be a little like a forechecker. We also want him, you know, he's so good around the net, we want him to be available around the net, but he also has he can make a lot of plays. So by him making plays, we just think it's a, you know, it was a decent, you know, it was probably they complemented each other probably. That was our intent when we put that line together. And, you know, they've been pretty consistent, that's for sure.
And talking about focusing just on scoring goals, Elias Rosen scored his first one of the year last night, but he does so many other good things. Can you just talk about how that is important from your standpoint of, all right, if you're not going to score, you still need to do a lot of good stuff?
Yeah, well, Rosie does. He's our best player. And he was the best player on the ice last night, and he does so many things. I mean, whether he's scoring or not, doesn't matter. Rosie's turned into a really good defender, and he doesn't cheat the game. He's a plus 9 or 10, I think. And you have the stats sitting in front of you, but 8, 9, or 10, I think Will's a 9, and Rosie's either 1 below or 1 above. I can't remember, and it doesn't matter. But they're both, those guys are, they're playing a lot of against ones and twos, and they've got a high plus minus, and that just doesn't correlate. So it just tells you how hard they are to play against, but they also chip in offensively. And Rosie's a driver. I mean, he was last night. He was against North Dakota as well.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our Budweiser pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, we talked about it briefly last night. You know, Caden Pickering brought it up on Wednesday of just how different it is playing back-to-back nights against the same team. And, you know, that's all that we know out here in the West. Not so much, you know, when you play out East. What kind of a chess match is that of constantly having to figure out what, in this case, Rico Blasi is going to make adjustments on tonight, and what adjustments you need to make?
Well, I think there's always minor adjustments. There's always going to be some adjustments, and it's not necessarily I'm not trying to think about what Rico's doing. I'm thinking about what we need to do in certain situations. And obviously, Rico's looking at it from you know, his lens. And you know, but I don't think it's about that. I think it's the desperation of a player, and it's hard to sweep. That's the thing. And when you play the same team back to back nights, it's just a weird mindset. And it's really, really hard to sweep. And you never see two games in a row that are, if there is a win, it's going to be, they're going to win handily. There's usually one's going to be a dogfight. And tonight's just going to be a dogfight. And, and the other team's going to have a lot to say about that. So hopefully, again, we're going to be, we're going to be sharp as well. And they're big games.
One of your team objectives every single night is no goals allowed first or last minute of a period. Why is that such an important factor in your mind? Because that thing's been on that sheet of paper ever since I got here.
Because it deflates you. It's a downer. Just like last night, what a buzzkill. 5 seconds to go. It's a tough psychological hit. It just is, and you got to overcome that. So, and just like, hey, for them last night, we scored 30 seconds in. I mean, it's a tough psychological hit. You have all this mojo going. You're feeling really good. Next thing you know, boom, goal. You're down. Or it's tied. Well, whatever. So that's the biggest thing right there, is what it does for the opposition. It's a good momentum builder for the opposition or for the team that scores early or late.
Let's talk about the last goal that you scored. Leighton Road, the empty netter. Would be very easy to just heave that thing towards the net from wherever he caught it. Smart play of getting it to the red line.
Well, we've talked about that. We talk about that all the time. I mean, you want to try to avoid, and you just, common sense, you want to try to avoid icing a puck if you have to,